Peeves had finally got bored of his "O Potter, you rotter" song, Ernie Macmillan asked Harry quite politely to pass a bucket of leaping toadstools in herbology one day, and in March several of the mandrakes threw a loud and raucous party in Greenhouse 3. This made Professor Sprout very happy. "The moment they start trying to move into each other's pots, we'll know they're fully mature," she told Harry. "Then we'll be able to revive those poor people in the hospital wing." The second years were given something new to think about during their Easter holidays. The time had come to choose their subjects for the third year, a matter that Hermione, at least, took very seriously. "It could affect our whole future," she told Harry and Ron as they pored over lists of new subjects, marking them with ticks. "I just want to give up potions," said Harry. "We can't," said Ron gloomily. "We keep all our old subjects, or I'd have ditched Defence Against the Dark Arts."
"But that's very important," said Hermione, shocked.
"Not the way Lockhart teaches it," said Ron. "I haven't learned anything from him except not to set pixies loose." Neville Longbottom had been sent letters from all the witches and wizards in his family, all giving him different advice on what to choose. Confused and worried, he sat reading the subject lists with his tongue poking out, asking people whether they thought arithmancy sounded more difficult than the study of ancient runes.